Last week I preached a message with the title, "Is Thanksgiving Canceled?" It is really interesting that I spoke about the frustrations that come with this virus in our area. So many things being canceled. And here I am, the very next week, preaching to a camera because our in-person services are canceled. Life lately has been a bit frustrating and really hard to plan for or prepare for. But the conclusion of last week's message was this: Thanksgiving is never canceled. In fact, giving thanks to the Lord is always open for business. It is never closed, and it's never ever unfitting or inappropriate or untimely. Giving thanks to the Lord is always appropriate, always fitting, and always timely. We should be giving thanks every day, no matter the circumstances that we're in. And if you missed that message, again, it is on our podcast if you wanted to listen to it. But we just had Thanksgiving Day, and I hope you had a wonderful time, whether it was with family or just spending time thinking about Thanksgiving. I hope you had a good day. And I also hope that you were able to take some time to really thank the Lord. Despite your current circumstances, there's always a reason to give thanks. For those of you who had some holiday family time, did you have the customary turkey? I kind of wish I could see your hands. But honestly, for me, turkey it's okay. But I don't necessarily get excited about it, and definitely not a huge fan of leftover turkey. Now, I know some of you might be. For me, a good salty ham, on the other hand, I love ham. And I even like the leftovers just reheated, and I like it in soups and other things. Why am I bringing this up? Well, after I put together last week's message, I only shared with you what I had time to give in a 30-minute message. So this week, you're getting my Thanksgiving leftovers. That is, my Thanksgiving message leftovers. Now, some of the things that I would have liked to put in last week's message but didn't, that's what you're getting today. And I'm hoping that it'll be more like ham instead of dry turkey. But I'll let you decide that for yourself. We have so much to be thankful for, and at the top of the list is God is with us. Whether you feel His presence or not, whether you see Him at work around us or not, whether He answers our prayer the way that we want Him to or not, it doesn't change the fact that our loving God is with us. That doesn't change. Now, I'd like to read part of the 23rd Psalm. I'll be reading the first four verses of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. In the beginning of this passage, we see that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is seen as our shepherd. He cares for us like we are His sheep, providing for our needs. He gives us rest and He gives us peace. He restores us and He guides us. So much of this seems like a picture-perfect setting, so peaceful and tranquil. Is life really like that? Is that what I should expect from God when I follow, when I submit to Him, when I rest in His guidance and trust Him completely? Will life be tranquil if I do everything God wants me to do? The interesting thing is that verse 4 gives us that answer. Even when we are following God every step of the way, we will find ourselves walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Keep in mind that this can be many valleys. These valleys can be dark and treacherous. A valley like this can and will often produce fear if you had to go it alone. Meaning, though we trust God and follow Him, and our faith is strong, there are going to be tough moments in life. Moments where many others would be living in fear. Now, I have to be careful here when I talk about fear, because there are moments that we are afraid. It is a bodily response to something happening around us. For example, if we're hunting in the woods and out of nowhere a bear charges at us, it is natural to be afraid, which will cause adrenaline to rush and you're able to do things you normally cannot do or don't do, like running really fast or climbing a tree or fighting back. But to live in fear, like we're seeing in Scripture here, this fear is a state that causes one to be paralyzed of what could be. A fear of death will keep you from truly living. It paralyzes us. Walking through difficult times can be hard, but a fear being spoke of here will actually keep you in the valley, and you will not be able to get out of it. Fear will keep you there. But we don't have to have that kind of fear, because why? God is with us. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear, because my God is right there walking through it with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. They are used to protect and to guide. They are not meant to harm me. They are meant to help me through the difficulties and to protect me while I am most vulnerable. We will often give thanks for the rest and restoration, but it's likely we will not feel thankful in the valleys. But we need to thank the Lord for being with us, thankful for His protection and His guidance as we look forward to walking out of the valley, as we look forward to having that time again in God's place of peace and tranquility. A couple other psalms that I wanted to share this morning are ones that to really ponder on. I'd like to read Psalm 30 here. And this is a psalm that's written by King David. Psalm 30, I'll be actually reading all 12 verses. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name. For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. I encourage you to read that psalm several times and really, really begin to grasp the depth that David is sharing here, the truth that's coming from. David knew that God was with him. David was not kept from hardships, however. There were times he felt like he was in the grave. Yet who brought him out? It was the Lord. David also sinned, and because of some of what David had done, there was consequences, tough consequences that David had to deal with. But he cried out to the Lord and repented, and the Lord did not reject David, but continued to be with him. Toward the end of the psalm, we see David saying that the Lord turned David's wailing into dancing and removed his sackcloth. Sackcloth is another way of saying mourning. God removed David's mourning and clothed him with joy. See, we're not kept from tragedies. And when we find ourselves weeping and mourning, we know it is only for a time. And God gives us other things to look forward to. We can therefore rejoice in the Lord, and our hearts will sing to the Lord. But what is David doing in this psalm? He's focusing on God, not on the circumstances around him, but on God. And so my question for you this morning is, where is your focus? Today, are you focused on this pandemic and virus? Are you focused on the fear of getting the virus? Are you focused on the thousands of other problems and heartaches that may be surrounding us? Or is our focus on the Lord who will get us through it? Is our focus on the Lord who is walking with us through the pandemic and any other hardships that we may be facing? Are we focusing on our Lord and Shepherd? The last verse of that psalm says it all. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. I will give you thanks forever. Remembering what God has done in the past, confident and trusting in what he is doing now, and having that trust and faith that he will bring us through and whatever the future holds. I will give thanks to you forever. We can and should give thanks. Kind of the last psalm I wanted to share with you this morning. It's another leftover psalm that I was really planning to read last week, but just had to kind of cut back a little bit. So I'm glad that I'm able to share it with you this morning. And that's Psalm 100. This is a passage that I'm closing with because it really says it all. This is the psalm that I want to leave you with. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. What a psalm. That first part, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. You know something? This psalm was written for us. This doesn't say, shout for joy, all you Israelites, or shout for joy, all you descendants of Abraham. It says, all the earth. God created everything. This is a call for all people everywhere to shout for joy to the Lord and worship him. Worship him with joyful songs. It is the Lord who made us, and we are his. He is our creator, and we should be like sheep of his pasture. Entering our worship with thanksgiving. Give thanks and praise him. Something we looked at last week is we give thanks and praise the Lord because the Lord is good and his love endures forever. And we see that again here in this psalm, repeating that same phrase. It's repeated, 9 or more times throughout Scripture that God is good and His love endures forever. You could be having one of the best moments of your life, or you could be struggling in one of the darkest valleys of your life. It doesn't change the fact that God is good and His love endures forever, and you can always give thanks, and you can praise the Lord because He is good, and His love never ends. God is faithful not just to the Israelites at the time of King David, but He is faithful through all generations, including ours, and even those that follow until the time Jesus returns. So, as we look at giving thanks and praising the Lord, give thanks to the Lord is as good today as it was for us to give thanks yesterday. And it can, and we can look forward to giving thanks and praising the Lord tomorrow, and so on and so on. It will be just as good in the days to come. Don't miss out on your moment to give thanks to the Lord, for He alone is worthy of such praise and thanksgiving.